From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, still in the English service, and we will bring more information for you for today. We have so many for you, and it seems that we would like to begin with the news, so stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. PAN Chairman Zulkifli Hasan said new cabinet composition is promising. Minister Nadiem Anwar Makarim focuses on improving teachers' welfare and capabilities. Now the news in details. Chairperson of the National Mandate Party, PAN Zulkifli Hasan, responded to Prabowo Subianto's entry as Ministers of Defense in the Cabinet of Indonesia onward, whom was just inaugurated by President Joko Widodo. After attending the inauguration of the Cabinet at the State Palace on Wednesday morning, he welcomed the presence of Prabowo Subianto in the Cabinet as Ministers of Defense. Zulkifli Hasan also hopes that Prabowo Subianto can realize the ideas in advancing Indonesia's defense as it was conveyed during the last presidential election debate. Mr. Prabowo, we congratulate. Hopefully he can strengthen what was debated during the last presidential election. With Mr. Prabowo's ideas exposed during the presidential election could be realized, I think that is important. Meanwhile, related to PAN's position as government opposition, Zulkifli Hasan emphasized that he also prays and supports the success of the Joko Widodo Maruf Amin governments. At present, the government is still facing serious challenges, so unity is needed so that these challenges can be resolved.
Kita dukung, doakan pemerintah. Saya selalu mengatakan tidak, kita memang tidak minta apa-apa.
We support and pray for the government. I always say we don't ask for anything. We will support and pray that Mr. Jokowi can succeed. Because the task is not certainly easy. There are Papua problems, many domestic problems, trade competition, and the threat of recessions. I think we need to unite.
The National Mandate Party, PAN, along with the Democratic Party, Demokrat, and the Prosperous Justice Party, PKS, become opposition political parties, excluding in the ranks of the Cabinet of the Indonesian onward. Zulkifli Hasan said that PAN would be a critical partner in supporting the government for the next 5 years. Minister of Education and Culture Nadiem Anwar Makarim said in Jakarta on Wednesday that he would create education based on competence and character in developing the education and culture sector in Indonesia. After being inaugurated at the State Palace in Jakarta, Nadiem emphasized that the efforts would begin by improving the capabilities and welfare of the teachers.
Harapan saya ke depan adalah untuk menciptakan.
My hope ahead is to create competencies and character-based education. It is very important for us, especially all of these start from the teachers, in terms of their capabilities and welfare. The teachers are the most important aspects, because the students can only be as good as their teachers. Furthermore, Minister Nadiem Makarim also mentioned that technology is a major role in supporting the development of the education and culture sector. He perceived that Indonesia has the fourth largest education system in the world, so that the use of technology is important so that quality and efficiency in the world of education can be achieved.
Mau nggak mau dengan 300.000 sekolah,
like it or not, with 300,000 schools, 50 million students, the role of technology will be very essential. It covers the quality, efficiency, and administration of the education system. It should be noted that the fourth largest aspect in the world is the education system, so the role of technology is very vital. Nadiem Anwar Makarim becomes one of the ministers of the Cabinet of Indonesia onward whom was selected from the professionals. He quit his positions at the Gojek company that he had been leading to concentrate on his new position as minister assigned by President Joko Widodo. Former Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya handed over his position to the new Tourism Minister and Creative Economy Wisnu Tama Kusubandio at Tourism Ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Wisnu Tama Kusubandio at a press conference explained that the existing tourism calendar events must be explored seriously so that they attract foreign tourist attention. Insert.
Event itu memang harus betul-betul dipikirkan. Tidak bisa cuma sekedar banyak.
The events must be seriously thought out instead of only the number. But the quality must also be thought. Those if tourists experience and come to the events, they want to come back. That's important. Then it has a re-amplifying impact, and when they experience the event, they like and they re-amplify it to social media or with their friends directly. Moreover, Minister Wisnu Tama also pointed out that the events seriously and interestingly explored will be able to increase the state's foreign exchange. By having better infrastructure, Indonesian tourism will be able to achieve the target. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Data integration of agriculture, including rice stocks, becomes an initial target that will be implemented by Minister of Agriculture, Sahrul Yasin Limpo, after being inaugurated to be part of the Cabinet of Indonesia onward at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Sahrul Yasin Limpo explained that within 1 month until the first 100 days of working as Minister of Agriculture, he will unite the existing agriculture data, including rice stocks data, to avoid confusion due to a lot of data from many sources. He also said that the government must have one data jointly approved by all parties so that the government has power to issue policies related to the agricultural sector.
Langkah pertama saya untuk satu atau satu bulan pertama sampai 100 hari itu adalah
my first step for the first month or until 100 day working is to simulate the data. There must not be two or three data. We must have the exact data or valid data that we approve together. We must not use two or three data. Those we know the variables. The data power is where our problem occurs, and we can see it well. We use artificial intelligence as part of Industry 4.0 to detect through existing clouds. Before, to see the harvest, we do not need the reports. We can see it by satellites.
Karena itu, panen-panen itu tidak perlu dengan laporan. Dengan satelit pun besok kita bisa lakukan, insyaallah.
Moreover, Minister Sahrul Yasin Limpo explained that during his position as Minister of Agriculture for the period of 2019-2024, Indonesia can advance more forward in the agricultural sector. He also said that the agricultural sector can be a solution for national resilience. Therefore, he will continue the achievement of the agricultural sector that has been achieved previously, and he intends to make efforts so that the number of food imports can be reduced. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has affirmed that all ministers of the Cabinet of Indonesia onward must immediately work to adjust to the ongoing government program in the 2019 state budget and to be ready to carry out the 2020 state budget program with a long period of government adjustment. Antara reported that in the welcoming ceremony and handing over her ceremony of office in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Sri Mulyani explained that in the short terms, she focuses by encouraging the ministries and state institutions to pass the transitional period of government as quickly as possible. Because if the Cabinet of Indonesia onward requires a long transition process at work, the impact of slowing global economic growth will be felt for the economic activities of the communities and the business people. She added that there are various policies that had been announced in the 2019 APBN. These have to be optimized so that they would become counter-cyclical to withstand slowing economic growth. Swedish government hopes that the new government of Indonesia under President Joko Widodo and Vice President Maruf Amin, the bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Sweden, can increase. Swedish Ambassador to Indonesia Marina Berg to Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday assessed that the bilateral relations of both countries, which has been started since 1950, is stronger with wider scope every year. She said that the cooperation of the two countries is firm in the field of economy,
particularly the investment of Swedish business companies in Indonesia. The values keep increasing and several companies are interested in investing to Indonesia. Malaysian Ambassador to Indonesia, Dato' Zainal Abidin Bakar, explained that he will keep on strengthening Malaysia's cooperation with the regional governments of Aceh province because Aceh has a lot of potential, especially the tourism sector. Escorted by Antara, Ambassador Dato' Zainal Abidin Bakar pointed out in Banda Aceh on Wednesday that he, along with Acting Governor of Aceh, Nova Iriansyah, has discussed a number of major sectors such as tourism, education, economy, and investment sectors in the province. He also said that Aceh Provincial Government and Malaysia have a historical relationship, brotherhood, and similarity, so that it becomes one of the considerations to strengthen the cooperation in many fields. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, welcome back to Commentary, and today it is about the cabinet members of Indonesia onwards 2019-2024. Finally, Indonesian President Joko Widodo announced his cabinet members 3 days after his inauguration. Along with Vice President Kyai Haji Ma'ruf Amin, the President did something unusual when announcing his aides for the next 5 years.
Presiden Joko Widodo announced his ministers and institutional leaders by sitting on the stair in the front of the State Palace. There were 34 ministers and 4 ministerial-level positions. They will work together in the administration of Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin to bring Indonesia forward. For 3 days, the people of Indonesia were watching figures answering the summon from the State Palace. Many speculated the right figures to support the president for the next 5 years. President Joko Widodo actually fulfilled his promise that his cabinet will have more professionals and fewer politicians. More than 56% are professionals. However, the most interesting part is that Joko Widodo appointed Prabowo Subianto, his former rival, to become the Minister of Defense. This is a very strategic position in the government. Former National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, as the Home Affairs Minister, also became a hot topic. As we know, President Joko Widodo has prerogative rights. It seems he did not want to be detected by his supporters since it will be fatal for his government. Along with Vice President K. Haji Ma'ruf Amin, the president also led young generation joining in as national development engine. Moreover, with the upcoming national demographic bonus, the government wants to plant strong will to move fast so that Indonesia can catch up with her neighboring countries. Despite of pros and cons about the chosen ministers of Indonesia onward cabinet, actually, no one is perfect. Everyone has their own weaknesses and strengths. Instead, the most important thing is that professionalism of president's aides in executing better bureaucracy is what can bring Indonesia forward. With the slogan, work, 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 hopefully the bureaucracy inside Indonesian government will speed up every matter and ease the development as well as the economy. Well, listener, that was today's commentary.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program Today in History start from an event on October 24, 1931. George Washington Bridge is a hanging bridge on Hudson River, United States of America, which connects New York City and Fort Lee in New Jersey. The length of the bridge is 4,750 feet, or 1,584 meters, and was designed by Otmar Hermann Amann. The construction of the bridge began on October 21, 1927. On October 24, 1931, the upstairs floor was opened for public and the ground floor was added with public vehicle on August 29, 1962. Next event is that the United Nations was established on October 24, 1945. The United Nations, or UN, was established to encourage international cooperation. The international organization is the substitute of the League of Nations, which was established after World War II to prevent World War III. When being established in San Francisco on October 24, 1945, the UN had 51 member countries. At the time, it has 193 members and 2 observer countries. The UN has a constitution called the UN Charter, arranged in a conference in April until June 1945. The charter was effective on October 24, 1945, after being ratified by 5 founding member countries: the People's Republic of China, France, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America. The last event is the National Doctor Day. The National Doctor Day is identical with anniversary of the Indonesian Doctors Association. Previously, the organization was named Vereniging van Indische Artsen in 1911, after the independence of Indonesia on October 24, 1950. Doctor Association with the name Indonesian Doctor Association was officially established. Then annually, October 24th is commemorated as its anniversary. Most people call National Doctor Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Thank you, you are still with us in Voice of Indonesia. Next one will be My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia for today's edition is a film entitled Semesta is used for the climate change awareness campaign. The documentary film Semesta, which raises issue on efforts to protect the environment from various perspectives such as religion and culture, will be used as part of a campaign to raise awareness about climate change. Director General of Climate Change Control, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Ruanda Agung Sugadirman, in a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, revealed that film Semesta depicts local wisdom, social and cultural values and religion from various regions in Indonesia. The film also gives an example of how to managing life in harmony with nature. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry had collaborated with PT Talamedia to show the film Semesta in the context of a campaign to raise awareness to the impact of climate change. Ruanda Agung added that the documentary film took backgrounds in 7 provinces in Indonesia, namely Aceh, Bali, Jakarta, East Nusa Tenggara, West Kalimantan, Papua, and Yogyakarta, which show the efforts of individuals and groups to protect the environment and forests. The documented people come from different backgrounds, both cultural and religious, but have similarities in efforts to protect nature. Nicholas Saputra, Indonesian famous actor who is also a commissioner of PT Talamedia and one of the figures behind the film, said that the production team has conducted research to find suitable figures for the documentary. Nicholas Saputra also said that the documentation highlights the efforts of the religious leaders in Aceh and Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, to make efforts to coexist with nature and develop environmentally friendly energy sources. Nicholas added that the documentary film is planned to be registered at several international film festivals before it airs to be watched by public. In November, the documentary film Semesta will be aired at an environmental festival in Barcelona. In Indonesia, the film also be shown on the Cinema Network earlier next year and promoted for 2 months. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Apa yang akan terjadi? Kau ingin pergi dariku, meninggalkan semua kenangan, menutup lembaran cerita. Oh sayangku, aku tak mau. Ku tahu semua akan berakhir, tapi ku tak rela. Lepaskanmu. Kau tanya mengapa aku tak ingin pergi darimu, dan mulutku diam membisu. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Apakah yang harus aku lakukan untuk menarik perhatianmu lagi, oh, walaupun harus mengubah agar kau tetap di sini. Lihat aku, duhai sayangku. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu?
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you very much for you who are still with us with English program from the Voice of Indonesia. Next, Indonesian tourism and also local wisdom or cultures. We'll have it in Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to a typical culinary of Madura, namely bubur Madura or Madura porridge. Porridge is one of Indonesian foods which has been known since long time ago. It is made from rice and various kinds of flour. There are various kinds of porridge with typical taste of sweet or salty flavor in each region. The culinary are many found in various cities in Indonesia. If you visit Surabaya, East Java, you have to taste Madura porridge. Madura porridge consists of some kinds of porridge which combine in one portion, such as sum sum, black glutinous rice, candil, and mutiara porridge. Sum sum porridge is made of rice flour, while candil is made of a mixture of rice flour and boiled sweet potato. The dough of candil is formed circle with various sizes according to the taste. Then, main ingredient of black glutinous rice and mutiara flour are mixed become black glutinous rice and mutiara porridge. When being served, this porridge are smeared with thick coconut milk which is savory and liquid palm sugar. When being eaten, the mixture between savory taste of sum sum porridge and coconut milk directly blend with the sweetness of palm sugar sauce. The sweetness and savory taste will make everybody addicted to the bubur Madura or Madura porridge. is another famous center of Madura porridge in Surabaya, located in Pasar Atom, precisely on the ground floor of the Pasar Atom building. At this market, you can find some vendors of Madura porridge who have been there for more than decades. Usually, the porridge is sold in the morning as breakfast menu. Besides selling Madura porridge, the vendors also sell various kinds of traditional snacks such as klanting, cenil, lupis, ketan, jongkong, talam, tiwul, and biji salak with affordable price only 7,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per portion. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Akan
You're still with us in English service from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Next one will be interesting information about Indonesia in Miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on Multicolorful Bali Exhibition. Head of Culture Office of Bali Province, E. Wayan Adyana, said that the condition of fine art in Bali in 1980s until 1990 was very exciting. At the time, Bali became display window of the works of national and international artists who were very proud to show their works in Bali. But entering 90s, Bali was like losing its position as national art event venue. According to Adyana, one of the factors is that the government's role at the time was less active to accommodate the creativities of the artists in Bali. Meanwhile, other regions such as Jakarta, Bandung, and Yogyakarta, the government have been more active to accommodate its artists. They consistently hold fine art events, thus the provide room to express their fine art in Bali as victorious. Like in the previous years, Bali Province holds an exhibition entitled Pameran Bali Megarupa, which means Multicolorful Bali Exhibition. Multicolorful Bali Exhibition is held starting from October 22nd until November 9th, 2019. It is participated in by 103 artists from painting, sculpture, installation art, video art, and other experimental works. The exhibition is held to develop strong synergy, interaction, and collaboration which accommodate all potentials of developed fine arts. The works of Balinese artists are displayed at Museum of Puri Lukisan, Senineka, Arma, and Bentara Budaya Bali. The exhibition is curated by Wayan Sujana Suklu, Warih Wisatana, Mada Susanta Dwi Tanaya, and Wayan Jengki Sunarta. The theme of the exhibition is Tanah Air and Ibu, or in English means Homeland, Waters, and Mother. Based on the theme, these are four approaches which reflects dynamic of Balinese fine art from tradition until contemporary arts, headwaters, stream, kampuhan, and estuary. The opening of the Multicolorful Bali Exhibition is centered at Arma Museum. The exhibition was opened by Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, and showed Ritus Seni Tari Rupa Bunyi Kidung Mega Rupa composed by Nyoman Erawan, who was supported by a number of artists with multi-fields. The exhibition is also filled with discussion entitled Balinese Fine Art Movement as Awareness Calling, which present resource persons such as Nawa Tunggal or Senior Junaris, Bambang Bujono Culturist, and Kun Adyana, an artist and head of culture office of Bali Province. At the end of the events, there will be workshop at Puri Lukisan Museum on November 9, 2019, with the theme Knowing Line and Various Fine Art, which will be participated in by junior and senior high school. That was our segment for today, Miss Eleni. Thanks for listening.
It seems that we have a lot of information and also a lot of music. Next one, we have the mix of it. Information about our music. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet you again in Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present a song by Ernie Johan entitled Teluk Bayur. Ernie Johan, an Indonesian female singer who reached her golden age of singing career in the 1970s. At that time, her songs always got positive reactions from people, especially the music lovers in Indonesia. One of famous songs of Ernie Johan contained in an album titled Teluk Bayur. Through the song which the same title with the album Teluk Bayur, the name Ernie Johan was recorded as the first singer who received the golden record because the selling of the album has reached millions of copies. The song Teluk Bayur tells the story about someone who must be willing to leave his lover for studying abroad. They separated and promised to meet again in Teluk Bayur, a seaport located in the city of Padang, West Sumatra. Listener, let's listen to the song Teluk Bayur by Ernie Johan.
Selamat tinggal Teluk Bayur Permai. Daku pergi jauh ke negeri seberang. Ku kan mencari ilmu di negeri orang. Bekal hidup kelak di hari tua. Selamat tinggal kasihku yang tercinta. Doakan agar ku cepat kembali. Ku harapkan suratmu setiap minggu.
Voice of Indonesia.
jadi batas kota, selalu teringat padamu. Saat kita akan berpisah, entah untuk berapa lama. Senja berganti, wajahmu selalu terbayang. Waktu engkau ku lepaskan, berdebar hati di dada. Sana menunaikan tugasmu, senja di batas kota, terlukis di dalam kalbu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, 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 if there's beginning, there is the ending. But this is not the ending of our service from the Voice of Indonesia. We will still continue for the 24 hours. So in the meantime, make sure that you will keep sending us your comments or questions to our email, voi@voinews.id. And also maybe if you got any broadcast report, our quality, just send it to our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. Well then, I'm Stefanos. I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. Do not forget to do something good for other people and stay tuned with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.